Today, we're setting the stage with an intriguing topic that has sparked conversations and controversies alike. Our focus is the acclaimed Colombian superstar Shakira, an artist renowned not just for her sensational music and electrifying performances, but also for her candid reflections on motherhood and popular culture.
Recently, Shakira shared a personal anecdote involving her two sons and their quite strong reaction to the movie Barbie.
According to the pop icon, her boys absolutely hated the film because they found it emasculating. Now, this comment has made waves, prompting a variety of responses from
the public. Some nod in agreement, citing concerns about modern media and their impact on young minds, while others critique the notion, questioning the relevance of gender norms in today's more progressive society. Regardless of where you stand on this matter, it's a conversation worth having. And that's exactly what we're gonna do. We'll dissect what it means when a major figure in the entertainment industry voices such opinions, and we'll try to understand the broader implications that come with it. It's important to note here that we are not delving into the details of emasculation or its place in the current media landscape just yet. That's a story for the next section of our podcast. Right now, our focus is on setting up the context and understanding the initial reaction. Keep in mind the core questions that arise from Shakira's statement.
What influence does media have on our children? And how do personal beliefs of influential figures shape public discourse?
These are the questions that will guide our discussion as we transition to the next part of our show, analyzing the concept of emasculation in modern media.
Now that we've set the stage with the controversy surrounding Shakira's views on Barbie and emasculation, let's delve deeper into this
complex issue. Emasculation, in the context of modern media, can be a charged term. It's particularly contentious when we talk about the media that's designed for children, movies, and television shows that often serve as a mirror reflecting societal expectations back at us.
Children's content, like the Barbie movie in question, plays a substantial role in how young minds perceive gender roles.
These early exposures can delineate what is considered traditionally masculine or feminine, inadvertently setting standards that some may find limiting or even damaging.
But the question arises, can a movie targeted towards children truly be capable of emasculating its audience?
Or is there more to this conversation?
Let's take a closer look at Barbie, a franchise often perceived as embodying the quintessential female stereotype. Beauty, fashion, and relational themes predominantly feature in its narrative. Some argue that such content reinforces the binary of gender roles, possibly implying that deviation from these roles could undermine or emasculate those who do not conform. It's essential to recognize that as society evolves, so do our interpretations of what it means to be masculine or feminine. Media targeted towards the youngest among us should be a reflection of this progress, embracing a spectrum of experiences and expression. Still, when high-profile figures like Shakira voice concerns about a feeling of emasculation tied to certain content, it sparks important discussions on the messages we're sending to our children. Truth be told, I have zero problem with woke. Sorry, folks. The role we play in our children's media consumption is monumental. It's not just about shielding them. It's about preparing them, educating them, and ultimately empowering them. And perhaps through our efforts, we'll raise a generation of media literate individuals who can appreciate good content and critique the problematic, all the while nurturing their sense of self and understanding of others. Thank you for joining the conversation and for being part of this journey through the complex landscape of modern media and parenting.